morning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, my next guest is a man in demand. So he is. So, yeah, look at him. His eyes are going up. Ian Lloyd Anderson. He starred in, let's get a few of these things right now, Love, Hate. You were Dean in Love, Hate. Or Dino.
Dino.
Okay. Game of Thrones as well. Vikings. The 2008 Irish film sensation, actually. Dublin Old School as Daniel as well. Also joined the cast of Blood for the second season next year. And now back threading the boards at Dublin's Gate Theatre in The Beacon. And that's what it's all about at the moment. And Ian, you're very welcome to the programme. Let's start at the very beginning, actually, about that. The play, The Beacon, what's it about?
I guess what it really kind of deals with is, like, you know, families coming together and the difficulties of families kind of reconciling. It's sort of based around this artist called Maeve Scanlon. And she lives down in an island off the coast of Cork. And she's been estranged from her son, who comes back to visit with his new wife. And it's sort of the difficulties of a reconciliation. There was a suspicious death of her husband, her estranged husband. Her son coming back sort of pulls up a lot of those old memories and discussions. And then I guess it's sort of how someone who, and she's very, you know, the locals are very suspicious of how the husband died. They would have a lot of sort of suspicions that she might have been involved, and she lives her life very openly and almost in the face of that suspicion. She's designing her house to be almost all glass windows and allowing herself to live within this kind of looking glass, and almost kind of, and her son finds that difficult.
But that may not be true.
It may not be true. Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about like acute observations on complex relationships on one side, but a murder mystery on the other.
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah, and that all sounds very heavy and very dark. And I guess in some places, yeah, it is quite heavy. But it's also very funny. It's very entertaining. I mean, for me, it's really rare as an actor when you get a script given to you that really gets you excited. Particularly with new writing. New writing is difficult. It's difficult to do. It's very difficult to sell. And that's why we don't see as much of it as we should, because it's difficult to sell. People are sort of always have a natural fear of new writing. And Nancy Harris has written a really intelligent, clever, lean play.
Okay, well, The Beacon is what it's called. We're talking sexuality, immigration, secrets and lies, and an awful lot more besides. So without giving too much away, just one last thing about it. Your character, Donal. Who's your character, Donal? Which one is he in
there? I'm a local.
Oh, right.
I am that sort of, I'm the local part of this story, and I have have developed this kind of relationship with Maeve, who, due to the fact that I was sort of best friends with her son when he used to come down to this place every summer with his family, and we had a relationship for a long time as friends, and he finds that difficult, and it's difficult for me when he comes back, because it's basically how people kind of deal with their past, and when they're confronted with their past, how they face it. Really.
Okay, one of the things, like, in the massive few years that you've had, by the way, we're talking to Ian Lloyd Anderson. 51552 is the text. Love, Hate on one side, Dublin Old School as well. Is Dublin based stuff where you feel the most comfortable, or is that just the way it's worked out?
It's kind of the way it's worked out. It's a really funny thing, but you can I don't know how it happens, but I suppose you can get sort of boxed in as an actor. You know, I think I'd play a lot of really sort of if someone's looking for a real working class dub, I generally get the call, and it's funny because I'm kind of not that. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of the
You're
way
from
it
upper
goes.
Class Baldoyle.
Middle class Baldoyle. Well, as the lads always used to send me at home, depending on who we were talking to, I could be from Baldoyle or I could be from Sutton. You could jump across the tracks, but. It's one of those things where you can get a little bit boxed in, but it's quite nice now. In the last year or so, particularly, I've kind of gone away from that. I've done some sort of exciting stuff that's been outside of that. Obviously, Vikings is a different. You know, you're a Viking, so you're certainly not from Dublin. And you know, stuff like this with The Beacon, even in Blood, like, I don't play a dub in that. It's all playing a country guy in that, and it's quite nice to sort of. Go somewhere else.
Well, tell me about Blood. I mean, the psychological thriller, the Hogan family, the secrets and lies, and again. And the thing is that, like, people have liked the first. You're currently filming number two?
Finished. Finished filming the second series.
Finishing for the last
3 months.
Adrian Dunbar.
Who's great. And it's really, I think it's going to be really exciting. Got to see a little bit of it. I was in doing a little bit of ADR on it last week, and I thought it looked fantastic.
I give up. ADR, what's that?
It's like additional. I actually don't know what it stands for. I can't believe
it's extra bits you have to film.
additional dialogue recording.
Oh, dialogue. Ah, right, okay.
Did I get that right?
ADR.
I'm looking through the window there. Yeah.
Would you listen to him with his ADR? Who do you think you are, son?
You get on the ADR train now.
Okay, so that's season two of Blood, probably 2020, is it?
Early 2020, yeah. That's coming out early 2020.
And so what's that, six part? Six, it'll be six of them.
And yeah, so yeah, I'm looking for 2020 to be good. I've got some stuff coming out there and that's quite exciting.
Now, Old School, or Dublin Old School, I should say, that was a huge success and you played a recovering heroin addict. Was that easy? Was that tough? Was that what?
Yeah, it was a bit of... Well, it was. I knew the material really well. That came from being a play that myself and Emma Kirwan had put together and just the two of us had done, and it became really successful.
You had done it all over the place.
Yeah, we'd done it everywhere. We did it in the Fringe in Dublin first and we won some awards, and then we got brought to Edinburgh, and then the National Theatre in London picked us up, and then we went to the States, we went to Canada, we went kind of all over the place, and we finally put it to bed last year. We kind of said, once we... And then all of a sudden, of course, the film got made, and that was quite something. Just for that to happen. Like, I mean, we started that out in Bewley's Theatre to 50 people. Yeah, the film really struck a chord. People really loved it. And yeah, it was tough. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I kind of physically threw myself into it. I went mad losing weight and doing all sorts of mad things that it's kind of an exciting thing to do.
It was easy to lose the weight, though. You were living in London on your own. You just had to run to work, you know. There was nobody to impress.
You've been reading.
Yeah. So is that why, let's get this right. Okay, the fingernails would probably go up to here.
They were fairly long, I did have to stand like that when I was talking to people.
And you did have a shower once every 3 months, maybe?
I was a bit scaldy, all right, a wee bit.
Yeah, right, okay. So, like, I have to get out of the whole like, kind of Robert De Niro bit. So, like, are you method? Is that the point?
No, I'm not. No, I'm certainly not. No. It's nothing like that. It's just...
Like, if you did Long John Silver, would you cut your leg off?
I wouldn't go that far.
Wouldn't go that far.
No, okay, I wouldn't. No, I'm not method. No, I'm not. But I think you can really access something different if you can in some way alter yourself physically when you're doing a job sometimes.
Okay, alter yourself physically is one thing, but the idea of living in the character, I mean, I might as well stay with that Daniel Day-Lewis thing, because I like, before he did In the Name of the Father, I actually was doing a thing in RT and I met him about, like, while he was recording, while he was doing the thing. It was a Friday night drinking thing that people were in, and he was completely and absolutely Jerry Conlon the whole night, 100%. He wasn't anything else, and this was like, you know, a week from filming and 10 more days to filming.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, I don't know, it must be very difficult to have a family life if you're at that crack.
But like, what you had to play in that, in Dublin Old School, that wasn't necessarily something that you had to make up all the way. There was an element of autobiography from your life from that as well, wasn't
it? Not from mine. Okay. No, there was an element of there had been addiction in Emmett's family.
Yeah.
And so there was, you know, in terms of his writing, he was able to draw on sort of stories and information from his own life.
But so meeting his own brother in the street by accident, which happens in this, happens in that too.
That did happen. No, but for me it was just kind of making sure, particularly when you're doing something like that, I think you have to make sure that you give a representation of a real human being if you're playing something like that, because it's too easy for people to, you know, use labels like junkie and stuff like that really flippantly and kind of not realise that there's a person underneath it.
Just, by the way, what did you say ADR was, just a matter of interest?
I don't believe it. They printed that up.
I've got this handed in now. There's a team up against you, my friend.
I didn't know I was getting shafted.
Yeah, I didn't know. Hold on.
I have a show at 7:30. I actually have to go.
Shut up.
Additional.
No, go on, keep going. You got the first one wrong.
Right, dialogue.
No, I had a one out of two. Go on.
Recording?
No, one out of three.
Yeah, well, all they ever tell you is you're going in for ADR, and all you know is that you've got to dub your lines.
Wait a minute, I used to be a teacher, but there's no use to be. You don't have to be the pupil here. It's like, if you don't have your homework done, I don't care. God, listen to him, make an excuse.
Swear to God, if this puts a dent in my career, I'll be back.
Automatic dialogue replacement.
That's what I said.
That's what you meant to say. You're right. Yeah, very good. Okay. Look, bringing this thing around the world, do you think in some ways that, like, Dublin Old School, even like while you had it on in theatres, did it bring a lot of people to theatre who wouldn't necessarily have gone to theatre, and that would make you feel damn good if it did?
Yeah, it was the best thing about it. That was really cool. I remember we'd get all these messages from young fellas and stuff going, that was amazing seeing plays, and definitely going to go see another play. And a great story, one time we were in Canada, I remember, and we were doing it in somewhere in this theatre called The Kulch in Vancouver, and we had a post-show talk afterwards, but this guy got really emotional about the fact that his brother had been on drugs, and that he felt the play had really affected him, and we kind of, like, it was really kind of weird but quite upsetting, but it was kind of nice, and we kind of gave him a hug and stuff. And it's nice when you can, and he'd never been to the theatre.
Right.
So you kind of go, yeah, that's kind of a great thing. And it was one of those shows. Some shows do that. Some shows, they really, they allow themselves to. And it also just takes away that idea that people have this weird idea that that theatre is quite sort of highfalutin and up on a pedestal, and it's not. And that guy's is the same thing about The Beacon. It's a real sort of human story. And I think that's what sells. And I think then people realise sometimes, but they need to see good theatre, you know, and that's what brings them back.
And also the character, like, you know, like, homeless is one thing for many people have an idea, but like, we're talking college educated, homeless and estranged, and then the drugs and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happens. And I mean, some of the stories that I heard around the time that I was doing the film and sort of researching and talking to people about how, just even about how people got into drugs and how, you know, things like that kicked along a certain fault line of society, and that's where they sort of, you know, hung themselves. But it was kind of that thing of, like, mad stuff of how they got into it, and really innocent, actually, in a lot of ways.
And when you got into the whole acting thing at first, like, I mean, you did The Field some time back, didn't you?
I did that about 5 years ago in the Gaiety, with Michael Harding played the bull.
Right, did he?
He did, actually. He was a great fella. But it was, that was cool. I was always one. That's kind of a real tick that off the list in terms of the canon of Irish theatre.
Right, yeah. Just tell me about Vikings. What was that like?
Vikings was very cool. I think the new series is starting now, actually, in January, and I'm in that series. I don't come into it until halfway through. It's very exciting. It was a cool thing to film. You know, battles and boats and out at sea. And
but you were also Game of Thrones. Now, I know, like, you weren't the lead actor or anything in Game of Thrones. Yeah. But I mean, like, when you went to see the production of Game of Thrones, by the time you were in it, it was pretty big, wasn't it? Was it daunting?
Yeah, it was, I guess. Well, I always remember one day we were filming this scene where there was kind of a body burning, and there was this, they were looking across, the John, who was playing Samwise Tarly.
That's him.
And he's staring across at me, and we have this kind of really intense kind of stare thing, and then this important beat that's going into the next scene where we beat him up. And I remember them going, we've got one shot at this, there's half an hour's filming left, and they're burning this body, they can burn it once, and you're going, okay. And this director's going, when the camera gets to your man beside you, you need to feel it's on him, and once it gets to you, you're looking, it needs to start moving slowly. And I'm going, okay, now if there's no pressure, that's fine, you can do all that. But that's the scale of it. And if you want to be working on things like that, you've kind of got to go, okay. And also, you know, if I had made a mess of it, make a mess of it, big wow, move on.
You
can't sweat it, really, look.
Yeah, right, indeed. Well, listen, hold on a second. Let's just get back to this then, you, finally. The whole thing about the family and living in Dublin, the moving to London, the going to LA, the whatever it is, or would you or do you or do you want to?
I mean, I want to work. I always want to work, and I always want to do the best work I can do. But my wife's worked very hard to get where she is in her career, so I wouldn't. And my kids are here, and you know they're.
Yeah, but she gets the summer off.
She does get the summer off. It's true. So we could go out for the summer. Yeah, but I wouldn't. No, I'd never ask her to uproot. I just wouldn't do it. And you know, I'm very happy. I work here, and there's a really good standard of work here. And I work in London, you know, so it's fine. London's there, you know. Yeah. And so much stuff is, you do it over self tape, where you just book a quick flight over and you fly over and do meetings and come back. And
well, then after Blood of 2020, which is finished now, Blood Part Two or Season mm-hmm. Two, and then also The Beacon currently. What's kind of next for Ian?
I've got Vikings coming out next year. I've got a movie called Herself.
Vikings six.
And then I've got a movie called Herself coming out that Phila DeLoyd directed, which is quite exciting, actually. I can't wait to, I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be,
have you done it?
Yeah, I filmed it already.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's coming out next year. But no, after The Beacon, I actually don't know what's next. So I've got, which will be nice. This year has been kind of mad, so it'll be nice to kind of have certainly a month off.
Right, indeed. Well, you deserve it. Ian Lloyd, automatic dialogue replacement.
Automatic dialogue replacement, yeah, if that were what we're calling it. Can I get a little plug in for how long The Beacon's running for, Dave?
I was going to give the whole thing myself.
I'll
say this bit, right? It's now at Dublin's Gate Theatre, and it's getting great reviews. You can get tickets at gatetheatre.ie. How long is it running for?
Another 2.5 weeks. We're going right up to the end of this month. I think it finishes on the 26th of October.
All right, well, listen, good luck with it, and thank you very much indeed, Ian, for dropping in to say hello.
Thank you very much. Jane Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.